What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, it is officially MLB trade deadline day, and Tarek Skubal was traded. He actually was traded yesterday. Woke up to the bad news that he is officially a Los Angeles Dodger, because that's what the Dodgers do. That's why they keep on winning, because they're able to get all the good players. And by the way, I'm actually not one of those haters who's like upset at them for getting all these players. As a matter of fact, I say congratulations to them for actually continuing to build a roster all throughout the season. As a matter of fact, I wish my team would do something like that, where they would actually build a roster throughout the entire season rather than trading away all of their players. But so I'm not mad at them for stocking up, because that's what you're supposed to do. I'm just mad because I hate the Dodgers, because I'm a San Francisco Giants fan. So I never want to see the Dodgers improve. But of course they did. And they got one of the best pitchers in the game, if not the best pitcher in the game. He's a Cy Young Award winner, multi-time Cy Young Award winner. He's been one of the best, most consistent pitchers ever since he hit the league. So this just makes the Dodgers even more better than they were. This basically replaces Otani at the starting pitcher position for now, because that's basically what they were looking to do, since he's been injured and hasn't really been pitching at all lately. They're really bolstering up for the playoffs, and as they should, and a great move for them. His contract does end at the end of the year, so it looks like it could be kind of one of those things where he's just here through the playoffs and to potentially win a World Series. But I mean, they could also re-sign him as well. So we'll see what happens there. But I'm, of course, expecting the best from Skubal, because, you know, he's been great since he came off the injured list. And don't expect anything less than the best from that dude. So the Dodgers, they actually made quite a few big trades today, but that was the big one. Made some more moves for some relief pitchers, and just doing what you're supposed to do at the trade deadline to make yet another World Series run. Then another trade deadline move we had was Kevin Gausman, starting pitcher with the Toronto Blue Jays. He got traded to the Chicago Cubs. I think that's a great move for the Cubs, because they kind of need a little bit more depth at the starting pitcher position, and Gausman is a very consistent pitcher. He has been good everywhere he has gone, and I mean, he was a San Francisco Giant at one time, and I was actually pissed off when they did not re-sign him. So I feel like they're getting a solid pitcher here for a nice playoff run that they're ready to make. Then the catcher, Adley Rutschman, he got traded from the Baltimore Orioles to the Boston Red Sox. This just bolsters their offense even more. I mean, they've been the hottest team in the league basically right now, and this just makes them even hotter on the offensive side of the ball. He hasn't really popped off in Baltimore like we expected him to. He hasn't really underwhelmed, I wouldn't say, but he also hasn't lived up to the expectations that everybody put on him as a rookie. But that doesn't mean he's not going to pan out for the Red Sox. As a matter of fact, I kind of feel like this is a good move for him personally, because now he's moving on to a team that's actually got playoff hopes and playing really solid on the offensive side of the ball. And then one of the other trades, because I'm not going to go over every single trade, but one of the other big trades today happened with my San Francisco Giants. They ended up trading Luis Arias to the Philadelphia Phillies. I think this is another good move for the Phillies, just because they need a little bit more offense. And by offense, they need more dudes who can get on base, not just guys who could crank and yank out of the park like Schwarber, but they also need dudes to get on base so they can have more guys scoring at the same time. And so Arias has been one of the most consistent on-base dudes you're going to get. I mean, he's almost always on base. He's not going to hit you home runs. He's going to get on base. He's going to get you some RBIs. And he's just definitely going to be a nice weapon for them. So I think that's definitely a good move for the Philadelphia Phillies, who are actually slumping hard right now. All right, so let's get into the top 10 MLB power rankings for this week. No changes at number one. The Milwaukee Brewers are still riding strong at number one, even though the Dodgers are kind of creeping up on them. But the Brewers still have had a better week, 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the San Francisco Giants and then swept the Los Angeles Angels over the weekend. They did make a couple of moves at the trade deadline. They traded for starting pitcher Dustin May and relief pitcher Antonio Senzatala. So I feel like those are both really solid moves for the Brewers, because obviously they're set for the most part at starting pitcher with Miz as their ace. And then, you know, you got Harrison having a solid year, even though he's been injured. But Dustin May kind of rounds out this starting pitching. I mean, May has had a fantastic year. He was actually a very solid pitcher before he got injured. So I kind of feel like he's going to come into the Brewers lineup and fit right in. And then Santatella just kind of completes it and bolsters this already strong relief pitching squad. But the Brewers still looking like the best team in the league at this point, but the Dodgers are creeping up on them. And speaking of the Dodgers, at number two on my top 10 MLB power rankings, it is the Los Angeles Dodgers, overall record of 69-42. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games, and that's basically the only reason why I put the Brewers above them, because the Brewers have been one for the last couple of weeks, but they're both basically playing the same type of baseball right now. This past week, the Dodgers beat the Seattle Mariners, but then they actually got swept by the Boston Red Sox. So that's how good the Red Sox are playing right now, is they are even taking out the good teams. Like I said, they traded for Skubal, made a couple of other big trades as well, and really just looking like they are ready to make a shot at winning a third World Series in a row. Then at number three on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Atlanta Braves. Overall record of 67-45. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the New York Mets, but swept a four-game series over the Washington Nationals. They also made a trade, nothing groundbreaking, but they did trade for the San Francisco Giants starting pitcher Tyler Mahle. So this kind of gives them a little bit more depth at the starting pitcher position. But right now, the Braves, one of the hottest teams in the league. Them and the Red Sox are on fire. So, I mean, it just goes to show you can really just turn around your season at any point, even if you're slumping real hard like both of those teams were at one point. And now here we are talking about the Braves again. You know, they started off the season real hot, cooled off a bit, but now it seems to be they are back at it. They are widening that gap in their division between them and the Phillies right now. And I kind of feel like at this point they're going to start to run away with that division. Then at number four in my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Tampa Bay Rays. Overall record of 65-46. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Texas Rangers and lost the series to the Chicago White Sox. And they still are on top of their division. The Yankees and Red Sox are trying to catch up to them, but it kind of just feels like every time they get close, the Tampa Bay Rays just get another win or widen the gap a little bit. But it might be a little bit harder for them right now because Shane McClanahan has ended up back on the injured list. Doesn't look like it's going to be for a long period of time, but you definitely don't want to lose an arm like that. But they did end up trading for Peralta from the New York Mets, so that does give them a little bit of help there at the starting pitcher position. You know, Peralta actually hasn't had a bad season. It's just the Mets have been a terrible team so far this year. Then at number five on my top 10 MLB power rankings at the Boston Red Sox, overall record of 60-51. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games, and they are legit the hottest team in the league right now. As a matter of fact, this past week they swept the A's and they swept the Dodgers, so they just are keeping it moving. Like I said, they made a trade for Adley Rutschman, so that's just going to only make them better on the offensive side of the ball as well at the catcher position. And they actually just had their best winning percentage ever in a month for the history of this team, so for the month of July. So that's just how well they're playing right now. And, you know, they're just charging up these power rankings as well. It's just, there's a lot of good teams in here, but the Red Sox, they are just on fire. They are not afraid of anybody. They're winning with starting pitching, with the relief pitching, but most of all, definitely this offense is on fire. Then at number six on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Chicago Cubs. Overall record of 63-49. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the St. Louis Cardinals and lost the series to the New York Yankees. Like I said, they did make a couple of trades, one being for Kevin Gausman. Another good trade they made was for relief pitcher Clay Holmes. So that kind of bolsters their bullpen a little bit as well. Even though they have a very solid bullpen, you can always use a guy like Clay Holmes, who's one of the top relief pitchers in the game. And then, of course, PCA is just continuing his monster season as well. And this Cubs team, they're flying high, but it's going to be pretty tricky to see who ends up winning their division in the end, but the Cubs are definitely playing some really solid baseball right now. Then at number 7 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the New York Yankees. Overall record of 63-49. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they split the series with the Chicago White Sox and then took the series over the Chicago Cubs. They also made some moves over the trade deadline as well. They traded for Luis Garcia Jr. He's predominantly a first baseman. I think this is more just for the offensive production he's going to provide for them, because that's definitely what the Yankees have needed. And then they also traded for Elliot Ramos from the Giants, who's basically been one of the few guys who's actually provided the Giants with a consistent bat all season long. So they definitely are getting a guy who's on fire, definitely getting a guy who's healthy, and actually both of them. They're both playing really solid baseball right now, and it actually gives them a little bit of hope, and hopefully they can hold on offensively until they finally get Bellinger back and Aaron Judge back, and then, of course, Giancarlo Stanton, who's also been out for quite some time. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Houston Astros. Overall record of 58-55. They are 9-1 in their last 10 games, and they have won their last 6 games in a row. This past week, they swept a series over the Los Angeles Angels and swept a series over the Texas Rangers. And I feel like this team is ready to take over this division, because they just did take over the division over the weekend by sweeping out both of these teams, but most notably the Rangers, because they were at the top of the division. The Astros are a team that easily can win this division now at this point. They're getting hot at the right time, and they know how to win at this time of year. They also made a trade for catcher Dalton Varsho, so I think that's just going to give them a little bit more on the offensive side of the ball. Even though Yordan Alvarez is having an MVP season, I mean, listen to the numbers that he is just crushing this year. 330 batting average, a 330 batting average with 35 home runs and 84 RBI. I mean, Yordan has just been having a monster season. And it's nice to finally get to talk about him, because, I mean, he's been having a monster season from the start. It's just the rest of the team around him has not been having a monster season. But now that they are 9-1 in their last 10 games, winning 6 in a row, about to take over this division and probably maintain the lead on the division for the rest of the season. Wouldn't be shocked by that, but definitely right now they are looking really solid, and Yordan looks like he is poised, primed, and ready to win that AL MVP this year. And at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Chicago White Sox. Overall record of 59-52. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they split a series with the New York Yankees and then took the series over the Tampa Bay Rays. They also made a trade over the weekend for starting pitcher Luis Castillo. He's kind of had a mediocre year this year for the Seattle Mariners, when he's really been their ace for the last couple of years. So he definitely has it in him to be a very solid pitcher. The thing about him, though, with the White Sox is they don't need him to be an ace. They basically need him to round out the starting pitching rotation, and I think that he's just going to be a very good pitcher to have on, you know, if they happen to make the playoffs. And they're in a 7-game series. They might need him to come in a relief role if somebody's just getting blown up at the beginning of a game. Or he could even come out and start a game and give them some extra innings in like a game 4 or game 5. But I just kind of feel like he's definitely going to help them out down the stretch to potentially win this division. And then, of course, if they happen to make a playoff run. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings this week, I have the Arizona Diamondbacks. Overall record of 59-53. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Cleveland Guardians and over the Pittsburgh Pirates. They didn't really make any big moves. They did make a move for Lars Nootbaar, but that's about the only move they made, and he's not going to be a game changer for this team. Ketel Marte was kind of making some noise, like he wanted to be traded. I don't know if they were really entertaining that idea or not. I don't know why you would, especially when he leads the team with 19 home runs and 62 RBI. You definitely need that production right there with Corbin Carroll, who's right behind him with 16 home runs and 52 RBI. So you kind of needed to add a little bit. I think Nootbaar will add a little bit, but I don't know if he's going to make a difference for them for this team, just because the Diamondbacks have been very up and down all season, and they most certainly are not winning their division, because the Dodgers obviously have the National League West locked down. And now they have it locked down, especially with Skubal as one of their starting pitchers. All right, y'all, enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.